Strong employment data pushed the markets up today. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 5th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Yesterday was a big day for Tesla. Today, just the opposite. We've got a Macy's update, also a look at the trade deficit. And because our core business is advertising, we got to look at how insurance marketing has become fun. And for the interview, we've got an interesting and deep look at Quester. Quester is an amazing market research company doing business with Fortune 100 companies, and their research is done using artificial intelligence. Robert Lewis and Quester, coming up after the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us again today. And by the way, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour or just at Business News. We should be right there. Well, it was a big day on Wall Street as stories circulated about a potential vaccine for the coronavirus and job numbers for January were made public. ADP and Moody's Analytics said U.S. private payrolls rose by 291,000 in January. That's the biggest monthly payrolls gain in nearly 5 years. The report from ADP and Moody's Analytics is often seen as a preview to the government's official monthly jobs report, which is set for release on Friday morning. Meanwhile, Reuters said a Chinese TV media outlet had reported that a research team at Zhejiang University had found an effective drug to treat people with the new coronavirus. The news agency, citing traders, suggested this was a reason for the move higher in stocks today. However, the World Health Organization said in a statement, quote, there are no known effective therapeutics against this 2019 coronavirus, end quote. And we will check those market numbers in just a bit. Well, the coronavirus also played a part today in the drubbing that Tesla stock received. Just yesterday, we saw the company stock surge by 18%. Today, it went the other way, as the automaker said some of its cars scheduled for February delivery in China will be delayed because, yeah, you guessed it, the coronavirus outbreak, which has kept its Shanghai plant shuttered for nearly 2 weeks. Company stock made that U-turn from yesterday as shares fell 18% today to $7.25 a share. So let's revisit that jobs report from ADP and Moody's. Companies in the United States ramped up hiring at the start of the year, taking on the most workers since May of 2015. Employment at businesses increased by 291,000 in January after a revised 199,000 gain the previous month, all of this according to data from ADP Research Institute. Now, the surge in hiring, which partly reflected the benefits of warmer weather, exceeded all economists' forecasts in a Bloomberg survey that called for a 157,000 job gain. The larger-than-expected gain was broadly based and included the biggest advance in service industry payrolls since February of 2016, including a record surge in hiring at leisure and hospitality companies that we've not seen for over a decade. Hiring in construction jumped by 47,000 jobs, the most in a year, and manufacturing showed a 10,000 jobs increase in January, which was the biggest gain in 11 months. Payrolls at small businesses increased by 94,000 last month, the most since July of 2018. Jobs at medium-sized companies, well, those rose by 128,000 jobs. In large firms, they added 69,000 jobs. Remember, the official jobs report from the federal government comes out on Friday. Well, yesterday we reported that Macy's was closing 125 stores in poor-performing malls across the country. And they are doing something else we thought was interesting enough to share with you. Macy's will be growing outside of shopping malls. The company is testing a new smaller format shop called Market by Macy's in open-air shopping centers. The first of these opens tomorrow in Southlake, Texas, and it includes a restaurant and sells a mix-up of up-and-coming brands like sock maker Bombas and children's apparel line Rockets of Awesome, along with some of Macy's private labels. Well, last year, the U.S. trade deficit fell for the first time in 6 years as the White House's trade war with China curbed the import bill, keeping the economy on a moderate growth path despite a slowdown in consumer spending and weak business investment. The report from the Commerce Department today showed the Trump administration's America First agenda decreased the flow of goods last year, with exports tumbling for the first time since 2016. President Donald Trump, who has dubbed himself the Tariff Man, has pledged to shrink the deficit by shutting out more unfairly traded imports and renegotiating free trade agreements. Trump has argued that substantially cutting the trade deficit would boost annual economic growth to 3% on a sustainable basis. The economy has, however, failed to hit that mark, growing by 2.3% last year, which was the slowest in 3 years. You know, when not reporting the business news headlines, my regular job is that of an advertising agency. So when I saw this report from CNN about how the Aflac duck changed how we think about insurance, we had to include it. Now, unless you sell insurance, insurance is a pretty boring product. We buy it because we need it, not because we necessarily like it. So it's amazing to think that insurance ads are among the most amusing on television. And the Aflac duck, who's been quacking the company's name for 20 years, is a big reason why. The first Aflac duck commercial aired on January 1st of the year 2000. Geico's Gecko debuted a few months before the start of the Aflac ad campaign, and the pair, well, they've since helped turn insurance commercials into 30-second comedic interludes. If not for the duck and the gecko, there might not have been a flow from Progressive, Allstate's Mayhem Guy, the Liberty Mutual Emu and Doug, or Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes doing lighthearted ads for Nationwide and State Farm. But back to the duck. Aflac reported its fourth quarter and full-year results after the closing bell yesterday, and the company posted annual revenue of more than $22 billion. The stock? Well, that's soared by 325%. In the past 20 years, compared to a 124% gain for the S&P 500. It's all what it, quacks up to be. Well, Wall Street had a heck of a day today as stocks surged and the S&P 500 boosted its index to where it was before the coronavirus scare. The broad index closed 1.1% higher at 33.34, led by strong gains in the energy, financials, and healthcare sectors. The Nasdaq was up by over 0.4 to close at 95.08, and the Dow climbed by 1.6% to close the day at 29,290. United Health and IBM rose more than 4.8% each to lead the index higher. Wednesday's gains put the 30-stock average within striking distance of reaching its pre-coronavirus levels. And finally, there is this. Jeff Weiner, who led LinkedIn as it grew into the world's largest professional network, will become the company's executive chairman effective June 1st. Global head of product development Ryan Roslansky will take over as CEO. Since Weiner joined back in 2008, LinkedIn has expanded its membership from 33 million to nearly 675 million, with revenue rising from $78 million a year to more than $7.5 billion in the trailing 12 months. He also guided LinkedIn through its 2011 IPO and 2016 acquisition by Microsoft. Roslansky is a 10-year LinkedIn veteran and has played key leadership roles across every part of the business, from developing its publishing platform to championing the acquisition of Lynda.com. That is a learning site. All right, coming up, years ago, a fellow by the name of Robert Lewis, Louis to everybody that knows him, purchased a market research company called Quester. Today, that company does business with Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 companies as they attempt to better understand what consumers like or don't like. And the amazing thing is that Quester long ago did away with traditional focus groups. Today, they do their research using artificial intelligence. It's a great story, and that story is next.